We just came from taking a swim. And they used to be swimming in the river. Well, I used to shy away from the river because I had a brother got drowned out there. So I stayed away from the river.
What happened on Florida?
Well, my brother was underneath there with another young boy, and they were playing on a plank. You see, you got these strings, you call them, you know, the boards going on. And they were playing seesaw on a thing, and the board popped, and down he went. And he got caught underneath a barge down there. But that's what I say. I wouldn't advise none of these children to, you know, go swimming in the river, because the current is so strong, and then diving off that wharf out there like they used to, you see, you got those water-soaked logs. It'll be about that far under the water, and you can't see it. And man, many a time they'd hit that, and that would be it. You see these trees and all coming down the river. It's all floating. You got all kind of debris coming down the river from all sections of the country. And it's water soaked when it comes down, and it's about that far underneath the water, I can tell you. And that water out there, it's got that sandy color to it. Well, naturally the trees and the wood and everything else has got the same color, so you can't see it. And these fellows used to jump off the top of that shed. They used to dive off the mast pole of the ships and everything else. But they were lucky, you see, in some respect. But quite a few of them would go ahead and they would hit these water-soaked logs. And then, another thing out in that part of town, they made their little whiskey and all, you know. Well, it was something they had to drink.
Really?
They made homebrew, which is a beer. Get your hops and malt and yeast, and you'd have to, you'd bottle it, you'd put it in your big crock, and you'd draw it off. Well, you leave it stay there for about a week. Well, they'd leave it settled for a week, and they said, let it age for a little while. It aged all right one day. And they drank that stuff pretty good. And they wouldn't, that was the end of it. They would only drink that probably at night before they go on to bed, which is, some of that stuff, man, would knock you sky high. Well, all we got of it was the bottom of it, you see, the east of the bottom of the bottle. And it used to have a settlement in the bottom of them. And then we had the job of washing the bottles until it made another batch of homebrew.
And then you put the top of the bottle.
You had your regular corks. You used to have a cap, they call it. You put the cap on in, you do like that. It set right over the bottle, and you'd press down on it, and would put that cap right on it, just like you got on a Coca-Cola bottle. But that was a hard job, man, because you see the men and the ladies, they would go ahead and prepare all it, but the kids had to do all the bottling and stuff. They'd put a hose in the crock, and just like if you siphon some gas out of your automobile tank, well, that's what you used to do with the fair. And you'd fill the bottles about that far to the top, and then you line them up, and you come along with your cap and put them back in a case. And like I say, it didn't last too long because they used to have christenings. That's what they use it for. And another thing I wanted to tell Angus, he asked me about these funerals, you know, if somebody was laid out. Well, I know I was sitting in the yard, and I was a young boy at the time, and I noticed there wasn't nobody back there but men. They had whiskey, they had beer, they had sandwiches, and all the ladies was in the front room with the corpse. And they didn't have it in a casket at the time. It would be like on a cooling board, and they wouldn't put the body into the casket until the day that it was going to be buried, the poison. And that's where it was. I mean, when they talk about the old-time wakes, well, they did have them, really. They'd have the beer and their whiskey and sandwiches. All the men would sit out in the backyard